Welcome to the Road Rage. Cliff writes, betting the NFL is like betting unders. Painful, joy-sucking experiences, even if you win. Yeah, right, which is why I don't give out unders at all. I gave out one under all year. It won, but I still didn't want to do it again. I don't like giving out unders, and I don't like giving out the NFL right now. Because I think the competitive balance is such. I mean, maybe, you know, you just take the underdog. I mean, the underdog seemed to be the play this weekend. But again, all year long, I felt like I had complete control. You know, I knew exactly what I was doing. I felt like every game was going to win and win easily. And 68% of them did. And again, there were no bullcrap games. It was 65 wins, and 60 of them or so were blowouts, like three touchdowns. This thing on Sunday, I didn't think I'd. I gave out three games and went 1-2 and felt I didn't have any control on any of the three. They were just all, it was like flipping a coin. You know, it was either going to go this way or didn't. And, you know, again, I thought I probably should have won the Tampa game, but, you know, when it's that close, when they miss those extra points, when they miss the two extra points, I thought, oh, yeah, that'll probably cause that to lose. So it lost by half point. It lost by half point because they missed an extra point. And by the way, from a Tampa perspective, Succop has been really good all year. Is kicking. You have two state kickers on that team. And the kickoff guy and the punter. But Pinion's been great kicking off. Best in the league. Punting, not so much. Wasn't great the other day. And Succop has been great kicking field goals. But extra points, he sucks. Succop sucks on extra points. He can't make an extra point. I mean, he's knocking home every field goal. But it's the extra point thing that he... And look, the game's only going to get tighter from here on out. You can't be missing extra points. I mean, it's a good thing you're making every field goal. You know, he has somewhat limited range. I think his range is about 52 yards, 53 yards, somewhere in there, which is not great for an NFL kicker, but he's golden on every field goal. He's only missed a few field goals all year. I think he's missed more extra points than field goals, which is remarkable. He's missed like five extra points now. And a lot of them have come of late, you know, so.
That's bad.
Well, it is because, again, you know,
for
games are only going to get tighter.
He didn't go back this far in warm-ups. This would be a big kick for him.
6 of 7 on the year is Paulie Fracano. Fracano is 6 of 8 now.
Off the crossbar. He just barely had enough, but he knocked it through, Ben. Gets him even. That's a big kick for Paulie Fracano. Eastern Michigan answers. 3-3.
You know, there still to this day has never been a good explanation from Jay Feely for that call. There still has been nothing that is close.
Why he missed the field. Maybe he was eating a sandwich or something.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what he. No, he specifically said off the crossbar.
I know, that's my favorite part.
I mean, it's not that he said that. It's not just that the make or miss, and the kick missed by 20 yards. I mean, the kick was way off. But everything that followed, that's still one of my favorite clips ever. I mean, you know, we need to just do that one day. I know we started doing it one day, but we never. It's just the whole thing is so inexplicable. The play-by-play guy's reaction is so inexplicable. Because, again, remember, at some point, the play-by-play guy had to think, this thought. And this is why he stopped talking. He stopped talking because at some point the play-by-play guy had to think either this guy is completely out of his mind or I am. He had to have that thought.
He was searching to see if it was
right. He just, yeah, he wasn't sure anymore. So he just stopped. He just basically said, well, I'm just going to take myself out of this equation and I'm just going to let him keep talking. And Feely did. And what's really strange is Feely took over the play-by-play role. He took them to break.
He did. You know, he did. He gave the score. Said they answered.
Right.
Gave them a score, what it would have been and everything, didn't
he? Yeah. See, now, Suckup would like Feely on those extra points because every...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Texas 512 says, did you see that post that Baker Mayfield at 26 years old is still the oldest quarterback left in the AFC playoffs? Meanwhile, the NFC has three old guys and Jared Goff. I did not see that. Let's see. I guess that's true. Think about that. Baker Mayfield at 26, the oldest quarterback left in the AFC. I had not thought about that. Desmond wants us to play the clip again. You know, all right, Ramon just inserted that randomly. We'll play it again. Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is just so unbelievable. First of all, you had to see the field goal because the field goal was nowhere near the goalpost. I mean, it was like 15 yards to the right, as I recollect. It was nowhere near. So the play-by-play guy knew instantly the kick was no good, and that's what he said. You know, he was starting to say, well, Paulie Ficano is 6-for-7 in the year. And then he said 6-for-8 now, because he knew instantly that the kick was no good. Instantly, because it was nowhere near. You know, when you see a bad kick, you know instantly that, well, that's not even heading in the direction of the goalpost. Right? So, you know, he knew instantly, and that's when Jay Feely interjected. And that's when the play-by-play guy decided that one of the two of them had lost their mind. And just to protect himself, in the event it was him, he decided, I'm just shutting up and I'm going to let the color analyst take us to break, which he did. And the best part is, you know, Feely kept expounding on his story. No, wasn't.
I know that's what I know. He didn't just go, yeah. Oh, it's good, and go shut up. He went on and on about how right it was.
Right. He gave you details and everything. Details about the kick, details about the score, details about what it meant. Yeah, no, we'll play that again. I that's one of those clips you can listen to like 50 times, but we have miles to go before we sleep here. Hit it.
Yeah, Furcano's long is 46. He didn't go back this far in warm-ups. This would be a big kick for him.
6-of-7 on the year is Paulie Furcano. Furcano is 6-of-8 now.
Off the crossbar. He just barely had enough, but he knocked it through, Ben. Gets him even. That's a big kick for Paulie Furcano. Eastern Michigan answers. 3-3.
I swear, Ben just shuts up.
Yeah.
Ben, yeah. The play-by-play guy, Ben, just says, okay, I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm
done. I thought the other guy was actually the play-by-play guy, the way he was sounding.
Yeah, yeah. He took over the whole thing. But Ben had said, because again, he said, 6-for-7, play for Kano, 6-for-7 on the year. And then as soon as he kicked it, he said, 6-of-8 now. And that's when Feely started interjecting and said, off the crossbar. He barely had enough. He just snuck it all. I mean, he just kept expounding on his wrongness.
it was fun.
Yeah. It's still, to this day, it still may be the most impossible thing I've ever seen. In any case. And there's never been any real good explanation for it. You know, people have suggested that maybe he was hammered. Whatever.
Now, that's the thing. He didn't really sound like he was.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't sound like he's impaired.
He sounds really like he's just like he actually saw that. So yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, he's like living in his own private Idaho. You know? He's like living in his own unique world.
Oh, yeah.
Where only he knows these truths. All right. The Bills and the Colts, you want in, 654-7627, 654-7627, you can get in. Let me mix in a couple of these people, too. But, yeah, I thought that game was terrific. I thought both teams were really good. Again, Philip Rivers was really upset. I read a lot of comments from Rivers. Rivers really felt that that the Colts could win the Super Bowl. He really did. And I get that. First of all, that's a good team. Secondly, he's a hyper competitor. What do you think he's going to think? You think he's going to think that they're going to lose? No. And I thought Rivers played really well. I thought he threw the ball as well as he threw it all year. You know, look, in the immediate aftermath of losing that type of game, that type of bitter loss, he was disappointed. And I know there'd been talk previously about his retirement, et cetera. But, you know, he had a shortened season. This was his first year with that team in that offense. And I think when he sits down, and I know he has a big family and kids, and he wants to be with them. I get that. But he's also such a competitor. I think when he's able to distance himself a little bit from the bitterness of the way it ended, I think he's going to think, you know, man, we can come back and do this again next year with a full camp, and we really could win the thing. And I'm not going to say they can't. I think it's a really good team and a really good organization. And Philip Rivers is an elite competitor. People can hate him. They can talk about his turnovers, all that stuff. I get some of that. But the guy is a warrior in terms of competing. And I, for one, hope he runs it back. I don't see, at least I didn't in this game, I don't see a ton of physical decline. I mean, he's never had a super elite arm. Said that three-quarter throwing motion and a decent arm. And I think he's still there. It is Gamecock Will and Matt. Gamecock Will. Will, how are you?
Doing good, Will. How about you?
Good, Will. Appreciate you getting in.
Oh, yeah. First of all, I'm going to give you my prediction for tonight. I'm going to say 48-35. Roll Tide.
Okay, that's reasonable.
But I think they just, the water's coming back, and I just think it's just too much speed. That's bottom line. I don't think Justin Fields is going to have a day like he did last week. It's hard to replicate that 2 weeks, two games in a row like that. But but I did read somewhere, Walt, today that there's 30 NFL ball players on both rosters. That's a lot of NFL talent.
Well, you know, look, I think the real key is that most of the talent's on offense on both sides. And
I agree with that, but I mean, that's a lot of ball players.
Yeah, I don't think either defense is in any way prepared for what they're about to face tonight. I don't. I think that I will be pretty much shocked if each team doesn't score a minimum of 40 and maybe a minimum of 50. I think we're headed towards the highest scoring national championship game in history.
Well, I hope so. I'll make it more exciting. But as far as I don't want to hear about the Beamer stuff, Walt. I didn't hear that enough. But tell me about
I haven't said anything about Beamer.
Coordinator and defensive coordinator. How you feel about them two?
Well,
give me something good for a change.
Honestly, Will, I'd be lying. I would. I mean, you know, you have a coaching staff now with Satterfield and White and Lembo, Step, Kitchens. Who am I forgetting?
I ain't worried about all them. I just want to know about the offensive coordinator and defense coordinator. Can you tell me anything good about them? Can they recruit or something?
I honestly, Will, I can't really answer that. I don't think that there's a lot to go on Marcus Satterfield. I talked about him last week. It's sort of a puzzling hire to me. And the Clayton White hire is, you know, I guess he can recruit. I mean, the problem for me, Will, is I don't know what the relationship of these characters is. And I would need somebody to clarify that for me. In other words, how well does this cast of characters know each other? Where have they worked together? How long have they worked together? You know, these type of things. I know some of it, but just from my knowledge of the game, but this looks like he's just plucking guys from all over the place. Now, some of them have ties to the region from a recruiting standpoint. That might work. But I don't know. I mean, this almost sounds like a bad joke. It really does. I mean, I know you want me to tell you something positive, but I just don't know how I'm going to do that. I don't know how I can look at this group of guys that he's... I mean, if I had told you... Just think about this for one second, all right? If I had told you before this whole process began, before any of the propaganda campaign or the political campaign to install Beamer began, if I had told you at that point that your next staff was going to be Shane Beamer at head coach, Marcus Satterfield as offensive coordinator, Clayton White as defensive coordinator, you know, this cast of guys, what would you have said? You would have been outraged because the vast majority of South Carolina fans have never heard of any of these guys.
Yeah, but there's new blood in there. Like I heard, Walt, they said these coaches want to be there. I mean, really, you don't want to coach. Oh. You really don't want to be there like Bobo. Yeah, I'm glad that Bobo's gone, and I'm glad Hill's gone.
Well, Bobo wanted to be there the other day, too. The other day, Bobo wanted to be there. He was part of the I Want to Be There crowd.
He's there for the money, and that's all that is.
They're all there for the money, Will. They're all there for the money. Beamer was making $400,000. You're paying him $2.4 million. If you think he's here because he loves South Carolina, then I would ask, where's his house? Does he own property here already, or is this just a story? You know, trust me, if someone comes along tomorrow and offers him $4 million, you'll find out how much he likes Columbia and South Carolina, because he'll be going to heartbeat.
Well, just be wait and see thing, I guess. But let me ask you one more thing, and I'll take it off there. Well, I heard that Deshaun Watson is going to Miami, and they're going to trade him for Tulu and some other people. How you feel about that? I'm going to take it off there.
All right, well, yeah, I'm in to address that anyway, so I'll get to that as well. Matt, I'm coming right to you. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford, though. Let Margie tell you. Margie, fortunately, had purchased a 2020 Mustang GT from George Coleman Ford and loves everything about her car and George and everybody there. The unfortunate part is that some ne'er-do-well hit her from behind. And, you know, when you have a new vehicle, I mean, it can't get worse. But she knew what she would do. She took her vehicle to George Coleman Ford Collision Center, and this is what she wrote. She wrote, I want to thank Travis and Linda at George Coleman Ford Collision Center. They went over and beyond their job to help me and my husband out on getting our 2020 Mustang GT fixed. The driver was at fault, hit us in the rear, had acceptance insurance, also known as first acceptance insurance, did not want to pay. They were rude, hung up on us. Both Travis and Linda took care so that we did not have to pay one penny out of our pocket. They were super nice. Customer service was just outstanding. I wish I could get customer service like that everywhere I went. Not only was the customer service outstanding, they were so kind and helpful. The work they did in our car was amazing. You could never tell anything happened to it. So for anyone that reads this review, you want to take your car to George Coleman Ford Collision. They're outstanding. If I could give more than 5 stars, I'd give 10. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Travis, so much for everything you did. Thank you again. That's George Coleman Ford. It's how it's been for 90 years. If you're not getting that type of service, then you're doing yourself a disservice. Go find out what it's like to walk back into the past in terms of how you're treated as a consumer, as a customer. Quick break. You want in 654-7627. We lost some people. Matt, you get back in. You're up first.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
The Blue Heron in historic downtown Pendleton is open for dine-in and curbside takeout. Try their hot wings and wash them down with an ice-cold draft beer from 14 different taps while watching the big game with your friends on one of their 8 big-screen TVs. Tuesday nights, enjoy buy one, get one half-off sushi rolls. Wednesday night, select bottles of wine are as low as $10. To place your to-go order, call 864-653-3354. Visit the Blue Heron on Facebook and Instagram for specials and updates.
It's race time in downtown Seneca. Go ahead and sign up today. Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K brought to you by Santee Cooper, along with 313 Cafe. Go online to Race for the Green. It's on Facebook. You can sign up right there. Special pricing going on right now. You need to go ahead and sign up. Start training today because we've got some great swag to give away this year. It's coming up March 13th. It's Seneca's Race for the Green. St. Patrick's Day fun in downtown Seneca.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Purple Haze with stores in Williamson and Clemson is committed to our customers and our community. We're raising money to help feed children in Pickens County, and we're inviting you to donate at the Clemson or Williamson Purple Haze locations. With our amazing selection of glassware, t-shirts, incense, and piercing options, Purple Haze is something for everyone, including tooth gems. We're Purple Haze, a small business helping those in our communities. Purple Haze, see us in Clemson or Williamson.
Sam's new project needs a project manager right away if she's going to manage to hit her deadline.
It took an extra week to get approvals, but they still want the original delivery date. I guess we'll figure something out.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Years from now, you'll tell your grandkids, back in my day, we could get 2 Bojangles sausage biscuits for just $2.50. It's bow time.
Listen live anywhere in the world on WCCPFM.com. We are the Roar.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. You want in, 654-7627. Tess said, as a Colts fan, it's maddening that this is the most balanced team in a while. Why couldn't Peyton or Luck have had this defense? Yeah, look, it's a good football team. They just lost to another really good football team in a very evenly played game. It just was. I had great respect for the Colts going in. I still thought Buffalo, the way they were playing, would find a way to win a little more comfortably, but I didn't view it as a certain outcome. Again, I had it 27-17 Buffalo, and it wound up 27-24, but I came away even more impressed with the Colts. And that's why I don't think Phillip Rivers is going to leave this. You know, much of his career, he played with awful offensive lines with the Chargers. I mean, some of those offensive lines were amongst the worst I'd ever seen. And now finally he has a good offensive line, a run game, and a defense, and really good upper management as well. I just think when he's able to back away from the emotion of the moment and the bitterness of the loss, I think he's going to want to say, I want to run this back with this group of guys and have a full camp with them, and because look. That team could win a Super Bowl. They're good enough. And with another year, I think he's coming back. I think he played well. I mean, I was almost surprised how well he played. And And Josh Allen had to play well to beat him. Really well. Allen made a few throws that, you know, there's nobody else on earth that can make. I mean, he made this one throw where, yeah, he's got to be careful because he doesn't want to lose his mechanics. But, you know, at one point early in that game, he makes a throw to Diggs like 45, 50 yards downfield. He just flicks his wrist. His feet are basically perpendicular and his shoulders squared. And he just flicks his wrist and throws this missile strike down the field. No, it's interesting, Ramon. I've asked this question on the air before, or I've asked it on my Twitter feed in a poll, in poll format, which is the question a texter asked. You think Philip Rivers is a Hall of Famer? And I put it up there, and it was voted down. People voted against him. And I've thought that as well. Just because the interceptions, that's always been the concern with me with Rivers. Just too many turnovers. But I just think the offensive lines he played with, most of them were so bad. And I just admire his competitive nature. I just think the guy is as competitive as it gets. And the more I think about him, I actually do like him as a Hall of Famer. I think he has all that right Hall of Fame stuff. You know, I don't know that it'll be first ballot or anything, but I think he does belong. Honestly, you know, I've heard people talk about Eli Manning, and I've heard people talk about Matt Ryan. I mean, if they put Matt Ryan in the Hall of Fame, there ought to be an investigation. Matt Ryan, the only way Matt Ryan should get in the Hall of Fame is with a ticket. You know, there's no way Matt Ryan should ever be anywhere near the Hall of Fame. Eli Manning has two Super Bowls. You know, he's the outlier. He's the Jim Plunkett. You know, he's the outlier. And how you handle that, I don't know. I personally don't think he should make it. And the funny part is his two Super Bowls were over the greatest of all time, Brady. I still don't think he should make it because the Giants had just too many bad seasons. Not even average seasons, just years where they were no factor at all. Eli Manning had too many turnovers too, and in his numbers most years, not great, not Hall of Fame-like. I think he's the aberration to the rule. You know, normally a quarterback wins two Super Bowls, he's going to Hall of Fame. I don't think Manning should get there. But I'm inclined to say Rivers should. And that's another reason I think he should stick around one more year. I'd like to see, you know, what he's capable of with that team next year. I don't think his talent has declined to the point that you wouldn't want to run that back. I think the Colts are going to want him back. And again, I think when he has a chance to sit down and think about it, I think he'll want to come back too. And then Roethlisberger, we'll see. You know, the Steelers, you know, and look, these teams all have to address quarterback. The time to address it is now. It's probably past time. You should already have somebody in the pipeline. I mean, I don't know if the Steelers are still selling Mason Rudolph. I guess they are as their future. I'm not entirely sure that he's their future. I sort of don't think so, but it appears that they think so. And, of course, remember, when they drafted Mason Rudolph, Ben threw a hissy fit and didn't like that at all. Texas says, does Tennessee fire Jeremy Pruitt? And if they do, who do you think is the best option to replace him? Thanks, Walt. I think your two options would be the Coastal Carolina staff, Jamie Chadwell's from Tennessee, and Hugh Freeze. I think those would be the options for Tennessee, and they want to fire him. They, you know, again, it shows you how incompetent Philip Fulmer's been. This was his guy. This was his hand-chosen guy. He canceled the Leach. He basically fired the AD, canceled the Leach hire, and brought in his own hand-picked guy. And now a year later, you know, tell us how great it was going to be. Now a year later, he wants to get rid of him and is trying to fire him for cause by, you know, dreaming up all these scenarios. I don't know that he's going to be able to do that. And remember, he extended him before the year. So it's not a good look. Patrick, I'm coming to you in a minute. We still need to get to five NFL games and the national championship game. Before I do that, let me just quickly address Deshaun Watson and whatever is going to happen there. if Houston is compelled to trade Deshaun Watson, because Deshaun Watson's just had enough. He's had enough with the organization for whatever reasons. Whatever reasons. And one of those reasons appears that the franchise seems unwilling to interview Eric Bieniemy. Now, I don't know if that's changed, if there's something in the works there. And maybe Deshaun can be placated. Maybe this all goes away. But let's say it doesn't. And there's been a lot of talk about Miami and a deal that would include Tua and draft picks. If I am Houston, I don't want Tua. Tua is Miami's problem. And Miami can say whatever they want. They know they blew it when they didn't draft Herbert. They know that they have a quarterback who cannot stretch the field vertically. And look, they've pulled the kid for Ryan Fitzpatrick, who fundamentally sucks, but and doesn't have an elite arm at all, but they pulled Tua on multiple occasions because they view Fitzpatrick as being able to get the ball down the field, to push the ball down the field. And he has a pedestrian arm at best. So what does that tell you? You know, people say, well, it's too early to give up on him. No, it's not. I didn't want him to begin with. I knew that they should have taken Herbert. They took, if they have done the right thing and took Herbert, they're a potential Super Bowl winner as early as next year, because they could come back and draft Devontae Smith with the third pick, add to their roster with the 18th pick. Now they're talking about having to go revisit the whole Tua situation. And the only reason they're doing that is because they don't believe in him. I mean, Miami's not talking about Deshaun Watson if they believe in Tua. The Chargers are not going to be talking about Deshaun Watson or anybody else because they have their guy. Miami knows they don't have their guy. But I don't want Tua if I'm Houston. Houston has traded away too many draft picks in past deals. They need to acquire draft picks, and it's a total rebuild. If you're sending Deshaun Watson off, it's a total rebuild. So all I want are picks. I'll pick my own quarterback, thank you. You do what you want with Tua. He's not my problem. This argument with some idiot the other day who doesn't follow me, writes for some website or something. I mean, I can only do this so long. The guy is like, well, I think they should take Tua because they give trade value. What value? What's the trade value of Tua right now? Does any other NFL team think he's worth a top 15 pick right now? No, they don't. Therefore, why would I do that? No, I'll take your third pick. I'll choose my own quarterback of my own preference, and I'll build from there. And I'm just going to extrapolate it out with draft picks. I'm going to make you pay. I'm making you pay on the back end. I want your picks. I want all of them. I want first-round picks this year, next year, the year after that. I want both picks this year. I want them all. You're talking about a 25-year-old franchise quarterback who's one of the 6-7 best quarterbacks in all the NFL. You're going to pay up. And I'll choose my own quarterback, thank you. I don't want Tua. Patrick, how are you?
Good. Well, how are you doing?
Good, Patrick. Appreciate you getting in.
Good. Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm like your Buffalo Bill fan that calls in every now and then.
Yeah.
So. nothing crazy, but it's funny that Deshaun Watson in Miami came up because as soon as I heard he wanted out, that was the first team that came to my mind. But I don't want that for the AFC East. But looking past Indianapolis now that the Bills got past them, what's going to be their key? I mean, I feel like with Jackson, you really can't pass rush him because he's just going to use his legs to beat you. What would their defensive, you know, how do you stop him? And, you know, especially after last week. And
hey, well, Patrick, there's good news there because you had no pass rush on Rivers last week at all. So,
right.
It may not be a choice, you know. It may be that your pass rush is just not where it was previously.
Even if you could, don't you feel like you got to hold those guys back though?
I think you have to come after him. I really do. I think you have to come after him, but you have to maintain your rush lanes. You can't just let him sit and pick and choose, because eventually he finds a crease and then he's gone. I mean, he's Gale Sayers playing quarterback. You know, he's one of the greatest runners I've ever seen. I mean, in this game this past weekend, he threw for 180 and he rushed for like 140. Okay, I'm sorry. That's hard to deal with. And plus, you know, the other thing, Patrick, is I don't know if you saw the interview with Lamar after the game. To say he was jacked up is it would be the all-time understatement. You could tell he was so jacked up. It was like, you know, he wanted to play. He wanted to play again. He's like, you know, let's play two. Let's, you know, let's play again. Let's roll right now. And so, look, that guy is highly motivated, perhaps even more so than most normal people right now, because he doesn't like what was said about him previously, and he's on a mission to prove something. These are two really hot teams right now, and two insanely gifted young quarterbacks. You know, I think for one thing is this. You know, when we watched Baltimore this past weekend, Tennessee couldn't run on them at all. That's with 2,000-yard runner Derrick Henry. They couldn't run on them. And your Bills can't run the football with the running back. I mean, your run game is primarily Josh Allen.
Terrible.
Yeah, and so I think going in, you're not going to be able to run the ball in Baltimore. I don't see how you're going to run at all. So the game's going to be entirely on Josh Allen as to whether he can win the game, and I think he can. But I'm anticipating a war. I mean, honestly, Patrick, if you're going to beat Baltimore, the score is probably going to be exactly what it was last week. It's probably going to be 27-24, take two.
Mike, I don't know if Moss is going to be back. I know he got hurt and banged up, but I don't know if he'll be back. But, you know, I love Singletary, but I just don't think he's, you know, the answer right now. And I texted in earlier, but I like that the Williams that they brought in versus Miami. He was just a stud, like strong up the middle, but I don't know, you know, that Baltimore defense might be too good for even that, so.
Well, and Moss was carted off, so I'm not optimistic about the prospects of a guy returning the next week was carted off. Either that, or there was some great theater behind that. But I'm going to assume that when medical people cart you off, that the likelihood of you playing the next week is low.
Yeah, Buffalo's so hush hush, you never know what's going on with things, though.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, I expect a war, Patrick. It's going to be a great game. I called it filet mignon.
Bills.
Yep. Thank you, Patrick. Yeah, I mean, look, I think that might turn out to be the game of the season. I mean, it you know, I called it filet mignon on Twitter. I think that's what it is. I mean, I can't wait for that game. Just two really good football teams that are both on fire, and two generational quarterbacks, which is something else I want to touch on. But again, if I'm Houston, if Deshaun demands to be traded, then I'm going to deal him, but I'm not dealing him for nothing. I'm not giving him away. I want it all. I mean, are you kidding me? I got one of the best young quarterbacks in the game who threw for 4,800 yards and completed 78% this year for a team that isn't very good. I'm not giving him away, and I don't want your junk. I don't want Tua. I'm not interested. Now, again, Houston's stupid, so they could easily take that. I'm just telling you from my perspective, I wouldn't be the slight if Miami said, hey, we'll give you Tua and this, I would say, forget it. I'm not interested in your junk. You get rid of Tua. He's your problem. We know he can't throw 50 yards. I don't want Tua. So there's your starting point. I want pick 3, pick 18, your number one next year, your number one the following year, and a third. That's what I want. I want it all. I want all your meaningful draft picks, and I'll rebuild my team. That's what I'm looking for. I definitely don't want Tua. Tua's a backup quarterback. Why would I give you Deshaun Watson for a backup quarterback? Because that's what Tua is. I'm not doing that. Now, again, Houston may be stupid enough to do that. I don't know. Quick break.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Even collision repair at George Coleman Ford gets rave reviews from customers. Margie had to have her 2020 Mustang GT fixed. The other driver was at fault. Their insurance company was rude to Margie and hung up on her. Not only did the team at George Coleman Ford Collision Center handle the insurance company, the work on Margie's car was, quote, amazing. She'd give them 10 stars instead of 5 if she could. For new or pre-owned or having damage repaired, you hear it all the time from happy customers at George Coleman Ford.
It's bow time. Years from now, you'll tell your grandkids, back in my day, we could get two zesty, made-from-scratch Bojangles sausage biscuits for just $2.50. And then your grandkids will say, it's bow time.
Have you thought about the legacy you will leave for your family? David Green would like to help you ensure that you leave a legacy you are proud of. There is no better time than right now to plan for the future. Whether it is a simple will, power of attorney, family trust, or other option, David is here to help you prepare the right plan for you and your family. Call today at 864-271-7940 so they can help discuss your family's legacy.
Newsmax TV is the biggest thing on cable news, with shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and more. Every night, watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly tells you the truth about Trump. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your operator you want Newsmax. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV. And download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, so get Newsmax TV anytime, anywhere.
Sam's new project needs a project manager right away if she's going to manage to hit her deadline.
It took an extra week to get approvals, but they still want the original delivery date. I guess we'll figure something out.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
From the Priority One Security Studios, all the sports you need and some you didn't even know you needed. We are the Roar.
It was the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember.
Walter to the Road Rage. Are all the Pittsburgh Steelers receivers idiots, including the ones who went to Notre Dame? And aside from the fact that none of them can catch, Chase Claypool, after Pittsburgh just got crushed by Cleveland, and after Juju Smith-Schuster ran his mouth in advance of the game with the Browns as the Browns, a bunch of gray nameless faces. The gray nameless faces, Browns as Browns, kicked the living crap out of Pittsburgh yesterday. And so you get Juju Smith-Schuster in advance setting that table. And now after the game, when you think you could perhaps be a little classy and understand why the Browns would want to celebrate a little and stamp on your graves a little bit, dance on your graves after what Juju Smith-Schuster said. Claypool says, bad loss, but the Browns are going to get clapped next week, so it's all good. What? I'm sorry, Chase. Who are you playing next week? I mean, shut up. Seriously. I mean, have some class. How is it going to help you? You know what? I'll tell you one thing, Chase. The Browns have a better chance of beating Kansas City than you do. The Browns have a way better chance of beating Kansas City than you do. I give you that. That's a fact, right? Because you're going to be home watching on your couch. So I don't get I don't get how anybody who've played as badly as the Steelers played yesterday would be talking any noise today. I mean, just know when to shut up. Seriously. Have some common sense. And that's not it. Because now you're trending on Twitter because, you know, you're an idiot. And that whole receiving pull, I mean, catch the ball. It's sort of it's sort of implied right in the title. Wide receiver, you catch. Now, this whole group doesn't catch. Eric Ebron, I wrote this on Twitter too. Hands of Stone, we think Hands of Stone, most people probably think Roberto Duran from Sports History, but it's actually Eric Ebron because he's never been able to catch, never. If he could catch, you're looking at, I don't know, maybe the greatest tight end of all time in the conversation, but it's that one little problem that he has that he just can't catch. But if you're a Steeler, honestly, just shut up. 11-0, and then you fell apart. You know, Ramon, do you remember me saying I thought they would lose the first game of the playoffs? I just did not like the way they were playing. And even when they were 11-0, I didn't love what I was seeing. And I said it every week. But so I'm not surprised that they're out, and I'm not surprised that Cleveland's moving on. And quite to the contrary, Chase, Cleveland actually has a pretty good chance. If Betonio and Conklin can go, they're going to run all over Kansas City. So we'll see. To the phones. Bagel John, David Simpsonville, Seminole Ted right now. We have basically five NFL playoff games and the national championship to cover. John, how are you?
Good afternoon. Happy Monday there. Happy Motown Monday there, Walt. How are you?
Yeah, thank you, John. Same to you.
Hey, two quick questions and then a quick comment. First, I'll do the quick comment about my LSU Tiger basketball team looking pretty good at 7-2, or now 8-2. Yeah. And then, please tell me why my Saints looked so bad yesterday. Well, I hate to take a word out of your dictionary, but they were pedestrian. Either Chicago's defense is really, really good, or we played really, really bad, one of the two.
Well, no, that defense is really, really good. I mean, that defense should sue for non-support because the offense is pathetic. But, no, that defense is elite. Even when they were missing a few guys yesterday, too. They didn't have Roquan Smith, who's been playing out of his mind all year long. They didn't have him, and they were missing about three guys. But that group is still elite. They're really, really good, and they kept that team in the game. And eventually they wore down a little bit because the offense doesn't move the ball at all. And quite honestly, John, I don't know that your defense isn't better than your offense. I think it is. I mean, I think the Saints have an elite defense, a top five defense in the National Football League. I think all those DBs are good. The linebackers are great. Davis is great. Again, Lattimore, cornerback, is great. And your defensive front is great. Now, remember this. You did not have Hendrickson yesterday either. And I don't know his availability. If you're looking for a key in that game, I think his availability is key. He has some sort of little, it doesn't seem major, because I believe he practiced Wednesday and then Thursday he was ruled out. So I'm guessing that a week from now he'll. No, it's a neck. No, it's something with his neck. It doesn't seem major. But if you're looking for one key, I think he's the key to that game because.
Well, I think Chicago, I was surprised. I didn't realize Chicago's defense was that good. But, New Orleans was probably more healthy yesterday than they have been all year. I mean, you had Thomas back. I mean, he didn't play an integral part in that game. And then Taysom Hill kind of gets a little banged up in the first quarter, and you don't see him again until the third, or really not any kind of major contribution. But, If Chicago's defense is that good and the offense is not great, then that scares me a little bit down the stretch and probably would scare anybody that's a Saints fan. I didn't think they looked good yesterday. I mean, obviously, could have put 28 on the board, But, I mean, I didn't think they looked good yesterday. I thought that was one of their weakest performances all year. So,
well, you know, John, one of the things is, you know, you rightfully said that they have everybody back on offense for the first time. But you know what you don't have? You don't have that week-to-week chemistry that you would have if all those guys have been playing all along. And now you got to find it in the middle of the playoffs. And you know, that's something that Tampa Bay dealt with much of the year. And I think you're dealing with it a little. I mean, I didn't think that Breeze and Thomas were on the same page. Thomas, as you said, made a couple plays, caught a touchdown pass for the first time in a year, but didn't look himself and wasn't the dominant factor that he would normally be if when he's 100% and they're clicking. So, I think they have some question marks. But I think I honestly think as you move to Tampa and New Orleans, I think the biggest thing that I'm going to be looking at is Hendrickson's health and whether he's going to be back. Because in that last game, Devontae Smith could not handle him, the Tampa left tackle. He could not handle him. And if he's compromised or can't go, then that gives Brady that much more time. And now it's a Brady that is on fire and has Antonio Brown.
Right.
And, you know, so, and they've worked him.
I think we could be in trouble this week. You know, you talk about motivation and inspiration and emotion and all that. I mean, the second game against, and it was at Tampa, the second game was an absolute beatdown. You know, Tampa's coming back into New Orleans with revenge on their mind, and obviously now they're in the playoffs because if you lose, you go home. So you got two things working there, and the Saints offense is going to have to click this week. But I want to get one final question. Walt, what do you think about tonight's game? Who wins it and why? And I'll take it off the air. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Yeah, I'm going to get to that in a little bit, John, so bear with me. But I'm coming to that with the full analysis of that game. Do we lost Dave in Simpsonville, Ramona? Dave must be closing up the bank. Dave, you call us back. We'll get you right in. Seminole Ted. Ted, how are you?
I'm doing good, Walt. Thanks for taking my call. This is some great football this weekend. I tell you, if the Colts had gotten that past the Bills, they'd have been a dangerous team the rest of the way as well.
No question.
It was a great game. They didn't hit the over on that one, though, did they?
It was right about that number, I think. I think it was about, it might have been just under, if that's what you're asking me. It might have been 50.
Because I know it was a low over, wasn't it?
The Colts and the Bills?
Yeah.
No, I would think it was right around that number, right around 51 or so. Okay. But I don't really recall, to be honest. I didn't look at it.
All right, something to think about. So, you know, when you look at this Cleveland team, you know, they had a championship, in a sense, stolen from when Art Modell moved Baltimore moved to Baltimore and took it away from the Cleveland fans. And to me, that's the most dedicated fan base out there, the most loyal fan base. I would love nothing more than to see Cleveland just put a bully beat down on Baltimore this weekend. What do you think is going to happen with that? And I'll take the comments off the air.
Okay. Thank you, Ted. I appreciate the call. Well, I don't think Cleveland will put a bully beat down on Baltimore because they're not playing Baltimore.
Oh.
They're playing Kansas City. So it's Baltimore and Buffalo. And it's Cleveland at Kansas City. And I know Cleveland's a substantial underdog, 9.5-point underdog, but I think they can win. I mean, I really do. I think that Kansas City late in the year was not playing well. I don't think Kansas City can handle Cleveland's offensive line and the Chubb-Hunt running attack. And what Mayfield does off of that, I think that Kansas City is going to have to outscore them. Now, they may do that. And injury factors are going to play a big role in what happens moving forward. As I already said, for example, if you tell me going in that Cleveland's not going to have Betonio and not going to have Conklin, then I think that greatly reduces their chances. I think Cleveland's strength right now is the offensive line. You know, people talk about the running backs. They're great. Chubb, Hunt are great. That those backs in combination with the offensive line, you know, Cleveland, we'll talk more on the other side. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery. Look, do you need someone who knows the law on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson, 115 Strode Circle. You've been hurt on the job, dealing with the aftermath of a car accident or personal injury, or you've been charged criminally. Nick understands your frustration. He's here to get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, it can be stressful. Nick will make sure that your closing goes smoothly. Nick's a former state prosecutor, longtime private practice attorney. Excuse me. He's ready to help you win. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 20 years. He's here to answer any legal questions you might have. Call my friend Nick Lavery today. 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680. To schedule your appointment. Also, check out his website for more info at nicklaverylaw.com. nicklaverylaw.com. You will thank me later. Quick break. We'll be back.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Every week here on the Clemson Tigers Network, you get the chance to talk to Coach.
You'll fire the three from the top of the
key and hit. Join us weekly for Tiger Calls with Clemson basketball head coach Brad Brownell. It's your chance to talk to Coach about all the big games, big plays, and all the action this season.
He'll lead it to Trapp, who dunks it down.
Join us each and every Monday night from 7 to 8, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch Tiger Calls every Monday night at 7 o'clock, right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, The Roar.
Sam's new project needs a project manager right away if she's going to manage to hit her deadline.
It took an extra week to get approvals, but they still want the original delivery date. I guess we'll figure something out.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Grainger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Grainger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Grainger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Grainger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega Gold. Gold stars, it's deeply gold. Charmin's got 6 rows in one, lasts forever on my buns. Only Super Mega when I'm cleaning. Charmin's got my booty believing.
Charmin's Super Mega Roll is 6 regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
If you could get a 20-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Call Gary, the mortgage expert, about his 2.5% 20-year fixed mortgage. 2.5%. Call 979-1111. 979-1111. Or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 1-07429. Rate Saver Mortgage, NMLS number 1-84969. Based on 200,000 loan with 30% equity. APR 2.69%. Loan subject to approval. Equal housing lender.
Start 2021 with a clean slate and insanely clean home. Thanks to the experts at Zero Res. Right now, you mention my name, Mickey, and get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $109. Call 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
The Blue Heron in historic downtown Pendleton features char-grilled filet mignon, sushi, crab cakes, 14 ice-cold beer selections on tap, chicken wings, and amaretto cheesecake. But wait, there's more. Tuesday nights, enjoy buy one, get one half off sushi rolls. Wednesday nights, select bottles of wine are as low as $10. Never miss a game with 8 big screen TVs, great service, and even better food. To place your to-go order, call 864-653-3354. Visit the Blue Heron on Facebook and Instagram for specials and updates.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved.